Hi, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680. Always a pleasure to talk to the expert, the catching guru of my life, and that is Bill Hayes of the San Francisco Giants. How are you doing? How's the season going for you?
Everything's going pretty good. You know, we're where we're supposed to be. That's the way we look at it, you know, and time's going to tell. We've had some adversity here the last few days with some injuries, and we're hanging in there though good.
Well, I'm glad to have you on because, you know, there have been a number of rule changes this year. You know, I always look for a theme of a season. And you got replay, you've got the catching rules, you've got injuries. I'm not sure where the theme of this season will end up. But let's start at least with replay. How do you like replay so far and as it impacts the game? You've been around a long time. Fans should know. Number one pick of the Chicago Cubs, 1977. If I'm not, 1978, I'm sorry.
Before Cal Ripken, as a matter of fact.
Before Cal Ripken.
I told Roberto that, and he goes, "You mean the cow?" I go, "Yeah, the cow." Somebody messed up there, I think.
All right, Bill Hayes, number one pick of the Cubs before Cal Ripken. All right, replay, how does it sit with you?
I'm kind of on the fence, Marty. To be honest with you, if I had to say yes or no, I'd say home runs, that's it. I think it's a deal where there's a lot of stuff that's reviewable. There are certain things that I think should be reviewable that aren't, and the object is to get it right, and there's times where it doesn't seem like it's right. And so I don't think I would be an advocate of it, except for balls that are leaving the park.
Do you feel that it interrupts the flow of the game? Now, you're a catcher. You've got a catcher who has to work with a pitcher. What do you tell your catchers to do when a replay could go 4 or 5 minutes?
Well, you want to make sure that, you know, the pitcher stays focused, and you want to make sure he stays loose, yeah, because you don't want an errant throw coming in around the next one, leaving the park, you know. So I think it does disrupt it. And like the other day when De La Rosa had to go through it, I was going, I hope it screws him up, but it didn't seem to do it.
Yeah, it seems to me when a pitcher stands on the mound for a while, it's sort of like he's out of a fish out of water. He doesn't know what to do. So do you give the guys specific instructions? Say, look, if this replay is going on, I want you behind the plate and I want him to work and keep throwing?
No, these guys are professional. They know they have to stay in the moment, you know, whether it takes 5 minutes or 30 seconds, you know. And I guess the longer you're out there, you need to make sure you're loose. So, you know, they know what they have to do. And it's more of as much of a mental thing it is a physical thing as well.
All right, Bill Hayes with us. That sets up replay for us. And I always like to see the pitchers keep staying loose out on the mound, keep their mind in the game. The catching rules, and of course, we've seen numerous plays this year at the plate. You can block the play with the ball. The big issue apparently is when you're fielding the ball and what the definition of fielding is, when you can slide over and block the play as you're fielding the ball. You explain it for us and how you see it. You're a long-term catcher.
Well, the way we see it, and I guess baseball sees it, if you're giving the runner a lane to slide in and the ball is coming from right field, okay, you're not going to probably interfere with it if it's a left-handed thrower and it sinks up the first baseline. You got a right-handed thrower and the ball sinks and it's got some hair on it, there's a chance you're going to go in the path of the runner. And therefore, that runner cannot hit you while you're in the act of fielding the ball. Once you have the ball, he can go ahead and make a contact with it because you're in the lane. Now, from left field and center field, it can be the same way on the guy's arm, whether it's a true throw or not, and that's why they have to be accurate. You know, if the balls are on the first base side of the plate, you're going to reach back, and that's probably the ones you see Posey tagging more of. Now, the ball that comes on kind of the foul side of third base or at the plate, you know, we've had a couple deals in there where it's kind of got a little haywire, but you're when you have gone through something like Posey has, you're not so sure somebody isn't going to whack you when you got the ball. And what we did is just say you just need to be in an athletic position, you know, on those plays like that. But it's different in what I tried to tell Buster one day when it happened. I think it was in Pittsburgh. I said, 99% of guys are going to slide, and with the hands that this guy has, he could be the best in the game at doing it. Get a few every, and it's not easy. What everybody says, you know, he missed a tag. Well, you see him missed at third, you see him missed at second. You know, it's not easy. Now you got this guy barreling down on you. You're not quite sure what any one of them are going to do. So What we try to do is identify who may do it, who may not do it, okay. And then where the ball takes you. But even in the one in Pittsburgh, he was in front of the plate where he was fielding the ball. The guy had every right to run into him, yet he went down underneath him. Yeah. And Buster's like, you know, I don't know if you're, I can't say he's not ready for it, but at the same time, you're not so sure the guy isn't going to hammer you.
Yeah.
You know, and then the one here with Hayward, he thought that he was going to get hit and he was going to kind of roll with it, is what we teach. And here goes Hayward. So the slides are getting tricky. If you put this guy in an athletic position and let a couple of those things happen to him, he's going to be the best guy in the league.
Yeah, no, great, great answer, because those are the ones I talked about. The ones in L.A. against the Dodgers, he made two very acrobatic plays.
Great plays. I mean, you know, and people don't remember that except you. Now, as a catching guy and Boach and our staff, we go, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. And everybody's going to go, oh, he missed the ones at home plate there, and the guy did this and that. But this guy is a talent, and he gets a couple of these under his belt like he has, and I'm telling you, with that, because most guys are going to slide.
Yeah.
And I asked the umpire, I think it was Ron Culpa that day, he had probably had to play six, seven times with when they had to rotate through the replay booth in New York.
Yeah.
I said, have you had anybody run into anybody?
Yeah.
And he said, zero.
Yeah.
Makes it easier for us as a catcher when you know they're not going to hit you, but a couple of those go through your head where, oh, this guy may come, I've got the ball, I'm in the path, he still slides. And Buster was probably ready to tag both of them in a collision and was going to be able to be there to take it.
You know, and the other thing is, as a catcher, I mean, just because you have a collision at the plate doesn't mean you're going to get hurt. I mean, that's part of being a catcher.
Well, that's what he was going to do with Hayward. He was going to kind of roll with it, which is, I mean, that's a big man running around the bases, and you're standing there flat-footed, and, you know, what are the odds? Come on, let's be serious, you know. So you're going to try to roll with that. We don't want to see anybody get hurt, and I think that's why the rule has been changed. But it's to the point now where I think, I can't say 100% because it could happen tonight, but most guys are going to slide.
All right. No, that's great insight. Great insight from Bill Hayes on what's going on at the plate. Fielding the ball, the position of fielding the ball, and that's one you talked about earlier in the answer of a throw that takes you sort of into the path of the runner. You are fielding the ball at that point, and the runner can hit you or cannot hit you at that point.
If you're going after the ball and you're in the path, he's kind of supposed to get around you,
okay.
Even though you don't have the ball. If you have possession of the ball, he can whack you. So when the ball comes from left field and you got a right-handed thrower, it's going to sink foul. So you're going to end up going a little in a foul position where this guy's coming around. You're going to get two and two together, and I guarantee you 99.999 are going to try to go around you.
Yeah. All right. Oh, great. No, it's something for all of us to look at.
But when we were playing, you could kind of stick your foot out there over the side as the guy was sliding. A smaller guy, bigger guys are going to run into you. But you'd stick your foot out there, and the guy would end up going into a slide. You'd give him the plate, stick your foot out there. It drags him off the plate a little bit. You catch the ball, and you go tag him. You can't do that now. Now, I've seen a couple instances where guys have been in front of the plate, and the ball not be there yet, and all of a sudden the ball just happens to be right on that line, even though the guy's blocking the plate the whole time. And they run into him, and he's out. So he's actually blocking the plate without the ball. But the umpire's got a lot to do. He's looking at the runner. He's looking at the ball. He's looking at your feet, let alone trying to get safe or outright.
Yeah, we haven't had one of those crazy calls yet. We missed a couple of tags and things like that, but we haven't had one of those plays yet.
Well, it's all dependent, and we talked about it in spring training. When you're the cutoff man, you can't hear with a packed house like this every night. So the first baseman, third baseman combo have to be able to line that guy up to play if he's got a fade. And it's opposite if it's a left or a righty. To get the ball, you better be accurate at the plate or you're not going to get him.
Yeah.
Plate's not moving. You got to go field the ball. When the ball's offline, runner's going to be safe.
And you got to come back and get the runner. Hey, this is terrific. This is just terrific, Bill Hayes, talking with you about it. You've always told me a little bit of the scouting report of your catchers. Hector Sanchez this year. What's good? What's bad? What is he working on? Posey as well.
Well, we'll start with Buster. I mean, he's done a great job. We're up in the league leaders in pitching, although you throw it out the window for tonight because you got to deal with tonight.
Yeah.
You know, Hector's going to be catching tonight, but Buster's done a tremendous job all year. He's getting closer with the bat, even though I'd love to be hitting what he did. I mean, he's hitting 270 or 80, whatever it is now. He's going to be over 300 and drive in runs and hit home runs. But defensively, he's throwing well. He's blocking well. We're going to continue to work on that, the blocking phase of it. We talked about home plate collisions and tags at the plate. I've got videos on it. I've got printouts on it. Done a great job, and he's only going to get better, which is going to help us get better as well.
All right, Hector Sanchez, he thinks he's Manny Sanguin. He likes to make that throw from his knees. Good or bad?
You know what? Sometimes he's actually better from his knees. I don't know how, but he is. The time is, he's into the ones, high 1.7s, low 1.8s when he does it. I think he does that when he doesn't really feel he has a shot to get up and do it, where the guy's got a pretty good jump, or the pitcher may be slow, or it's a breaking ball in the dirt. But he's done a tremendous job. He's calling a good game. He's knowing the league a lot better. Knows how to make that adjustment in between his guy's second and third and fourth at bats. Runners on, nobody on, depending on the score. You know, he's developing into a really nice catcher.
Yeah, I think he's blocking the ball a lot better.
Absolutely. I mean, I tell both of them, be a wall every time you go back there. And every time they leave, I say, nothing gets by you. And Hector's done a great job. He takes a beating. It'll be a game, a spot in the game tonight where there'll be one off his wrist or somewhere under his chin or somewhere. But he's a tough kid. He loves the competition. And, you know, he's doing a great job with the staff as well as carrying us with the bat sometimes.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. Bill Hayes with us. Is he just a magnet for things that happen?
Well, I think the things that happened early on, he was getting hit in the forearms, but his technique was a little bit off. He was kind of pinching his arms too close together instead of getting them on the side of his body. So as he's pinching them together, the forearms are what's taking the brunt of the block, and now it's not stopping where it's supposed to stop. So he's not only getting beat up, the ball's shanking off him, and the guy's taking a base. So we kind of identified that, and he's been a magnet ever since.
All right. Well, what a pleasure. Love having you on, Bill Hayes. And, you know, you explained it so well, and glad to have you here. And we'll catch up a little further down the season.
All right, Marty, thank you.
All right, always a pleasure. Billy Hayes, catching guru of the San Francisco Giants. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.